Is there or has there been a program of training or orientation for the prosecutors? Obviously, you want the best prosecutions, and having the best prosecutions and, frankly, the best defense makes whatever judgment there is much more credible.
Much easier too. No, there has to be a process of adjustment for anybody who comes into the tribunal. The UN is a very unique creature. And not very easy to understand internally. It takes you time once you get recruited into it. And apart from that, of course, these courts are also unique. So if you come in as a lawyer, you find you may have to... There is first a tendency that when people come in, you come in with what you know from your national system. And you come in thinking that that is the best. It's better than anything else. So you have to change that attitude once you come in here and be prepared to change that attitude and take in other things from other systems. For instance, if you come from a common law country and you're familiar with the rule against hearsay, and you come into this court here and you find hearsay evidence is just admitted readily, you get shocked. But the principle here is that we don't have strict rules of admissibility of evidence like the common law does. The basic principle is that everything that is relevant is admitted, and it is a matter now for the judges to weigh its weight. So they take in hearsay evidence. Or if you are from the civil law system, you come in here and you're thrown into court and asked to cross examine a witness. That's absolutely strange to them. And so you find many of them at the beginning may not actually be familiar with the principles and the methods of cross examining witness, and so they have to adjust. To learn those things. In the OTP, the Office of the Prosecutor, we run an induction program for all new staff. As soon as they come in, we try we have a manual actually, and we organize induction courses to teach them about the organization of the court, where you can get what done. On the legal side, we have a database which is developed by the appeals section on the jurisprudence of the court, which they're free to access as well. Okay. We send them to Rwanda to visit some of the massacre sites. Because basically I say to myself, we don't want prosecutors who will simply sit in Arusha and look at files and go to court on the basis of files. We want you to go to Rwanda to go and see the massacre sites. Then when you prosecute, you prosecute with your heart and with your head. I want them to be angry enough to see the massacre sites and be angry enough to wish to use their heads very well in order to promote the cause of justice. So we make sure that all of them go to Rwanda and visit some of these sites as well.
To understand the context
exactly.
and internalize that.
Internalize it, yes. And then be able to do the job well.